there's a couple of things that you really have to look at when it comes to protecting your own personal information. I think primarily, I think the first thing that people really need to do is really take an assessment of what kind of information they have and who they're sharing it with. You know, I think if people were to take a few minutes and reflect on that for a moment and say, well, where's my information other than being on my computer? Who else has it? That gives you an understanding of the amount of risk that you're facing. You know, think about all the third parties that have your information and what are they doing with it. As far as your own personal computer, you know, there's a lot that you can do. Obviously, primarily you want to make sure that your computer is updated, that the patches have been installed, that you have current, you know, antivirus software. But I think right now what would probably be most helpful is to invest in some encryption technology. We're seeing, and if you look at some of the more recent breaches, specifically the most recent one with the government, is that private information is being stored, and it's being stored for a longer period of time, but it's being stored in an unsecure manner in that it's not encrypted. So I would suggest to anyone that is storing a lot of personal information on the computer, really evaluate what they have. If they don't need it, delete it. If they're going to keep it, perhaps put some encryption around it.
And as you mentioned, a larger concern is really the U.S. government's ability to keep the information, the sensitive information that they have secure. How do they go about doing that?
Well, you know, we're hoping that they're putting some of the good technology in place that we would expect as far as, you know, access control and rights management. But I think that, you know, we've seen, especially with this last breach, that we still don't have a good idea or a good understanding about how we should be protecting information across the wide variety of government agencies that are collecting information. I believe the information that was stolen was sitting in clear text and that it wasn't encrypted. You know, there's really no reason that we can't invest a little bit more in that type of infrastructure. And please don't misunderstand me. Encryption is not an end-all be-all because there's still issues with encryption, and encryption can be broken given enough time and enough resources. But it does put roadblocks in place to try to deter those individuals that are not as motivated as, you know, that aren't as motivated and want to try to break that.
Beyond the investments and the encryption, are there things that you think should be improved on behalf of, you know, the U.S. government, its cybersecurity abilities?
Well, I think number one, you know, more funding would be nice. I think that organizations as a whole, in general, do not spend enough on cybersecurity, and not just technology, but as well as training employees on safe data handling procedures and the ability to recognize that there are vulnerabilities and issues within their own department or within their own function. You know, one of the things that we constantly talk about is taking cybersecurity, just instead of making it a silo within an organization that's, you know, monitoring and trying to influence the behaviors of others within an organization, and really pushing it out to all users. It's everybody's responsibility within an organization to protect the data that they see and handle on a daily basis. But without the proper training, without the proper reinforcement programs, like awareness training programs, that's just not going to happen. And especially when we look at a bureaucracy as large as the government, you know, folks, you know, they have a task to complete when they come to work. And unfortunately, security just doesn't seem to be one of those priorities right now.
Is there a way on an international level for, say, allied countries, say, NATO countries, to collaborate together on protecting some of that sensitive information?
So there have been some attempts at coming up with perhaps solutions through the United Nations or through strategic alliances between allies and whatnot. But there's some fundamental differences between data handling if you look at perhaps the United States versus European Union countries, where, you know, in the United States, data is a proprietary thing. Companies make a lot of money off from data, so data sharing is very important. Whereas, you know, a little bit different in the European Union, where there's a personal privacy is held a little bit closer. So there's some fundamental differences that we would struggle with. I think that's primarily the biggest issue. And then there's going to be some other cultural differences that they're going to struggle with. I think everybody begins to recognize that, you know, security is a problem. Cybersecurity or personal privacy is a real problem. We're just not at the point where we're going to see, I don't feel that we're at the point where we're going to see large international cooperation, especially given that there are certain areas of the world that, you know, piracy, information privacy, digital piracy, intellectual property theft is really a big market.
It's a pretty lucrative business when it comes to the piracy thing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. There's money in everything that's being collected right now, and even things as innocuous as an email address. It's hard for, you know, the average person to understand that that email address has real value to it. You know, think about how we use that email address as an identifier for our online banking or our Facebook account. That's half the authentication scheme for most places. So to have that, to gain access to that is a real it's a real win for cyber criminals.
What are or where are the biggest threats when it comes to cybersecurity?
So we're seeing right now, obviously, we have some issues with China. You know, the Far East and the Near East is a big area where we're still seeing large amounts of, you know, cyber breaches, as well as the former Soviet Union blocs are still a large area. But also in the United States, you know, we're not held harmless in this. There's a lot of issues within the United States as far as, you know, cyber attacks and invasions of personal privacy and that kind of thing.